is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
I asked the question, what if your husband came to you and said, hey, honey, I'd like to see some prostitutes on the side. Would you have a problem with that? And thanks to Roxanne. She's the one that brought this story to our attention. Let's grab Debbie. Debbie is in Tampa. Hey, Debbie, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. Go ahead.
No, hell no.
Has it ever happened?
No, don't do it. If you want to do that, you be single. No, if you're married, you're married. That's it.
I think
if you want to have extracurricular activities, then you'd be stay single.
There you go, Debbie. Thanks. I think that you probably represent the feelings of most of our married female listeners. Let's grab Teresa, St. Pete. Hey, Teresa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Well, key thing here is if she wants an open relationship, and that's what was said. So, if there's an open relationship and he wants to see a prostitute, go for it.
Well, that's the question. If they want an open relationship and they agree, should prostitutes be in bounds or should that be out of bounds?
Absolutely not. Not out of bounds.
All right.
If they want an open relationship, she can go get who she wants to.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. All right, let's grab Ashley and Holiday. Hello, Ashley. You're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, Ashley. Go ahead.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think prostitutes are definitely out of the question if you're married.
Are you married, Ashley?
I am for almost 17 years, and I would probably kill my husband if he even suggested that.
All right, so there's no open relationship arrangement in your marriage. You guys are monogamous, and you're happily married?
Yes, we are, but I do know people that do have open relationships, and I think that's still a little too far.
Ashley, now, you don't have to answer this, and if this is uncomfortable, then I apologize. In 17 years of marriage, have you ever strayed or has your husband ever strayed, if you know about it?
Just hang up on him, Ashley.
Not that I know of, or I wouldn't be married anymore.
Ashley, thanks for the call. Roxanne, what did you say?
I said hang up on him.
Why? I can't ask
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, I did cheat on him one time, but he doesn't know it yet. Now he does. Thanks, MJ.
I love you, crap. Michelle is in Lutz. Michelle, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, guys, I'm right in between Paradise Lakes and Caliente.
Well, close your eyes.
So, yes, absolutely. That's why there's accidents out here. I used to be a ship shopper. We know which addresses to avoid delivering our groceries.
Guys, all right, Michelle.
Ship shopper. You wouldn't deliver groceries to nude people?
That's great. Hey, Michelle, go ahead. Tell me about the prostitute. What if your husband said to you, hey, would you mind if I saw some paid sex workers on the side?
Yeah, there's going to have to be a new definition of safe sex, first of all. Is it masks now? Is it masks and other protection? I'm not sure. And it depends on how much he's taken out of my budget for shopping. So,
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you. Drive safely. Sylvia Riverview. Hi, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Absolutely not. My husband wouldn't even think about that. But, you know, anybody who's considering an open relationship, I would just say you need Jesus.
There you go.
Jesus.
All right, one more. Let me grab Nikki. Nikki's in Holiday also. Hi, Nikki. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hi. You know, I totally agree with the girl and the guy having, if they want an open relationship, if you think about it, he would pay less with a prostitute than he would to take some chick out to dinner and out to a hotel.
True. That's a really good point.
Oh.
The economics of it. We got some insight from a swinger, a former swinger on the text line.
Yeah.
He says he was a swinger with his girlfriend. We looked good then. It was never about being with another woman. As a guy, I enjoyed seeing her with somebody else, and he thinks that's the norm. So it's good insight.
I don't think it's the norm.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne, told this to the room. Did you not expect this to make it on the air?
It was kind of just an A and B conversation between me and Fester.
Mm-hmm. This would have been a good blind item for next week, MJ.
So Roxanne's got a little story involving a bounce house. You user. You cretin. You're a terrible...
Who you're using?
You're a terrible neighbor. You're a terrible member of your West Chase community.
I am.
By the way, I've got no problem talking about Roxanne and West Chase because there are 29 million homes in West Chase. So
she lives in Bennington.
Yeah.
What?
The enclave she lives in.
So here's the deal. My daughter is obsessed with bounce houses. Doug used to take her once a week. They closed during the pandemic, and it's so sad to see her go by and go, Mommy, the bounce house is still closed. Yes, they are. So I'm driving home yesterday. I pull into the yard. There is the biggest bounce house I've ever seen, like with the slides. It was a water slide one, multiple slides, attached.
Is this a rental?
And yes. This is in your neighborhood, and is it right next door?
It's on top of our driveway because I kind of live on the corner and this house is on the corner too. And I mean, it's right there.
So, it's your next door neighbor?
Yes. Yes. They back up to me.
Okay.
And so, but they're also my next door neighbor, if that makes sense.
It does. I can picture it.
Yes. Right. So
your back door neighbor.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to take my daughter to piano. She's going to see this bounce house and she's going to flip out. So I tried to get her in the car, take her to piano. And
you should have just like, hey, we're going to play a new game. Blindfold. What's your daughter's name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn Jade, right. Hey, Evelyn Jade, we're going to play a new game. Put this blindfold on and guess where we're going so she can't see the bounce house next door.
Call
me up. I got all kinds of tricks. All right.
When she saw that bounce house, it was, she was like, what is that? So I concocted this big story when we got home that I talked to the lady and she said that it's just for boys. And then my daughter said, yeah.
Wait a minute. So you lied to your kid and now you're introducing a gender discrimination?
What? She just has boys.
At 4 years old, you're introducing.
Okay, exactly. So then I feel bad because I did that. And my daughter's the type where she would call the woman out the next time she saw her.
And she'll never forget that the bounce house was not. All right. So.
Never.
All right. Folks, listen to what Roxanne did next.
So I kind of have another confession, which is I'm not really that friendly of a neighbor. And
Roxanne told us that she never has talked to this neighbor ever. Gives them dirty looks because they don't mow their lawn. They don't mow their lawn a lot.
Ew.
And they're not very friendly. And Roxanne doesn't give them the time of day. Doesn't like them. The husband is all tatted up and smells bad.
They have a car parked in
that's
front
all,
yard.
Yeah, that's all true. Yeah, that's
okay.
All true.
Okay. All right.
You say he has a peg leg?
You've never spoke to this neighbor other than a passing pleasantry.
Like, there's not even passing pleasantries. So Roxanne, what do you do?
So I got a bottle of bourbon from my house. And I brought it over
to
them.
Doug's grips.
And I just wheeled my kids up in the strollers and I said, do you mind? I go, here you go. Just wanted to give this to you because I could tell there was a party going on. And
you ignore this neighbor for years like they have a leper colony over there. And now you're going over with a bottle of booze.
In the middle of a party?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So obviously a children's party, by the way, because there's a bounce house.
Everybody was
booze.
Talking
too
about
big
you.
For your kids to be able to go in their bounce house.
Whoa.
You
cretin. That's a new low.
That is an absolute new low.
Low can you go?
Stay obliged.
Go ahead.
Did you talk to the husband or the wife?
Both.
What if he is a recovering alcoholic? I support people in recovery. I have no recovery is great, but what if he's having an issue?
He just fell off the wagon last night.
Damn that, Roxanne.
He was clean and sober for 761 days, and he just
he
fell
just
off.
Got his new chip.
Hey, honey, when's that radio girl gonna come by?
He got into the car and he crashed into a light pole on Hillsborough.
And they were.
Her husband's passed out in the middle of the street.
That bitch Roxanne next door gave me some Woodford Reserve.
What happened was
bitch dropped off some sailors.
This really happy lady with two kids came by and said, "Hey, can you use your bounce?"
Oh my god!
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Playing video games can be good for your mental health. This is new research. The study by the team at the Oxford Internet Institute, University of Oxford, focused on players of Nintendo's Animal Crossing and Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville by Electronic Arts. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, Animal Crossings, and those are...
What are they?
They're like sort of Farmville. Remember Farmville farming type games? You're building a... You're collecting food. Very boring.
Okay.
I don't like it.
So they collected data from the games makers on how long each participant had played the video games rather than estimates. The information was linked to a survey in which the gamers were asked how they felt about their experience. And the team found that the actual amount of time spent playing was a small but significant positive factor in people's well-being. And the findings throw some doubt on these long-held assumptions that gaming causes aggression or addiction. Researchers, though, say this is a non-peer-reviewed paper, admitted the study only provides a snapshot. They also said that a player's subjective experiences during play might be a bigger factor of well-being than just mere playtime.
You know how my wife relaxes these days?
How?
On the Peloton.
Well, she does Peloton constantly.
Right.
But she also likes to get on the old PC and play house flipping games like Home Shopping or the HGN. What is it?
HGTV?
Yeah, HGTV has a...
What? There's a house flipper
game.
What?
So she buys properties and then she spices them up and sells them. And now my kid really likes it.
That's a game?
Yes.
You
it's
know
awesome.
What? Yeah, that's a really cool game. I'm going to have to look into that. I play Cooking Fever.
It's a game on her... On their
PC.
Hold on. It's a game on their website, or you had to download the game?
No, you download the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's an HGTV house flipper game.
And what do you do?
We call it the hamburger game, but the official name is Cooking Fever.
Oh, that's a cooking simulator, yes.
Yes.
See, that's very relaxing as well.
It's very relaxing.
So you're missing out.
To cook burgers and hot dogs and
do you have cupcakes? Like a Chef Ramsay type character calling you a worthless piece of crap?
No.
Get out of my kitchen, you donkey.
This sucks. You're a moron. You're an idiot. That's the worst creme brulee I've ever seen in my life. You are swine.
Have you seen the clip where he pushes a biscuit into the guy's forehead and calls him a donkey?
No.
He goes, "You're a donkey."
Is that real?
Yeah, this guy's great.
That guy would be arrested in any other... He'd be arrested in any other scenario.
I go, "Did you just smush a biscuit in my head?"
And they call him a donkey?
They called him a donkey.
Oh, my. That's ridiculous. All right. Anyway, so it's not peer-reviewed, but possibly playing video games can be good for your mental health.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hope, you want to roll in the producer's booth so you have a microphone?
Okay.
Spencer just told him to stay.
I told him to stay in here.
What's the matter with you? He's got his own microphone in there, you bozo.
Yeah, it's all right.
I forgot about that other mic.
Yeah, sorry, kid.
Yeah, we kind of need another microphone.
All right, so,
Coop, explain what you did here. This is a surprise. I have no idea what's coming. I did not preview this. I'm not a fan of this. I like to know what the hell I'm doing on the MJ Morning Show. But Festus says, hey, just roll with it. You're going to like it. Well, I'll be the judge of that. All right, so what's the story here, Coop?
So yesterday, yeah, that story about the guy who messed up the Pledge of Allegiance. I forgot his name. What's his name?
Oh, out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. That's irrelevant. It was a city council member out in Los Angeles City Council, and they asked him to recite the Pledge of Allegiance to launch this big city council Zoom meeting, and this guy, he totally botches the Pledge of Allegiance. If you missed it, this is what it sounded like.
Madam President, today is Tuesday and time for the flag salute.
Mr. De Leon, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
De Leon.
Thank you very much, Madam President. It'd be an honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I'm invincible. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh, boy.
For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
So he's the oof guy.
Totally cringeworthy.
So at the end there, he goes, oof. And then you notice in the beginning, he goes undervisible instead of indivisible. My God, what a time to forget the Pledge of Allegiance. Anyway, that whole video, that's gone completely viral. And then at the end, he does the oof. He does this oof. And I was just playing the oof yesterday. After we told the story, I was just dropping that in. And then, the Stevie Nicks song.
So I kind of got a little inspired.
Oh,
as you know, I get inspired here on the MJ Morning Show.
We played...
Once every couple months.
We played Stevie Nicks, and I was playing the oof, and it kind of worked with the right?
Yeah, so I kind of just edited that in a little bit and kind of perfected it and...
Ooh, perfected it.
Perfected is really a strong word.
I'm expecting perfection.
I don't know if I would say perfected.
Well, you guys liked my Who Let the Dogs Out remix, so I figured, you know, I might as well just...
refresh my memory. It's on the screen here, so refresh my memory on the Who Let the Dogs Out thing.
So what happened was there was a Trumper anti-masker confronting people at a protest, and the woman was like, hey, sir, you're not wearing a mask. Please back up. And the guy just kind of hocks on her.
All right. That's right.
Okay.
Get away from me.
No.
Do what you want.
Get away.
I'm not in anybody's face.
You don't get away.
You are in my face, and you don't have a mask. You need to back up. That's assault. That's a good.
I breathe on you.
That's assault.
Oh, that's right. And when the guy goes, when he makes the I said when we played that a couple of months ago, I said, man, it sounds like the Who Let the Dogs Out. And then Coop did this.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
All right, so he did that with the sound effect.
Hard to top.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good production job there. So now you took the from the Pledge of Allegiance botch.
Yes.
And you added it to
Edge of 17.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
All right.
So hopefully you guys like it. I came in early to do this and I worked really hard on it.
All right.
That's not going to help.
Let's listen.
Mr. De Leon, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Just like the one winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Did you slow down that last oof?
Yeah. The third oof.
That's pretty funny.
It had to be longer.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, Coop.
Pretty good.
Thank you. I'm happy with the feedback. I was kind of worried there for a second.
Good job, Keepy.
Not bad.
Thank you,
dude.
Nice.
What a way to take initiative.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Unbeknownst to Fester, I was able to get an image of the evidence. Don't touch the computer. Don't touch the mouse. I have the computer screen set up in a certain place right now. Unbeknownst to you, Fester, I was able to snap a picture of you about an hour ago. This is the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, and Fester, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And Froggy noticed this, and he says, MJ, you got to look at Fester. Did you do some personal grooming last night before you went to bed?
Yeah, yesterday was Around the World Wednesday.
All right. Would you please...
Frank, you know what Around the World is, right?
Everything.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. You know what I mean? Everything in between.
All right. So, Fester, yes or no? Did you do some personal grooming yesterday?
Yeah, you have a clipper.
What time of day did you do the personal grooming?
7:45? 7:30?
In the evening.
Does anybody monitor your work?
No.
How are you drunk?
How do you do it?
Okay.
Did your wife see you after you did your personal grooming by any chance?
Allison takes the kids to church on Wednesday night, so the kids and Allison were out of the house, so I was there alone. And I go out in the front yard, smoke a big old cigar, stink like hell, come inside, take a shower,
yep,
shave my face, shave my head.
Okay, so you...
Shaved everything else.
Stop it.
Except my back.
So, exactly, because that's like a shag carpet. That's like carpet discounters back there. All right, so... You shaved your head.
Yes.
Oh, Coop's loving this. Because, Coop, I had you post the picture.
Yes.
Pretty funny, isn't it?
It was funny, but also really kind of gross.
Yeah.
It is a little gross.
What?
What type of clippers? Just like wall clippers?
Yeah. I think it's Remington brand, but they're yellow and they're meant for, shaving heads.
It's a Flobee. You're like George Clooney.
My hair's not that long. No, it's not a Flobee.
Now, when you shave your head...
Yes.
You've got stubble, so you've cut it... Very short, but there's just stubble.
This is clipper length. I don't use a guard for this.
Okay.
Looks good.
So the metal blade is right on your head.
Yes.
All right. Fester, let me scroll down the screen so you can see the image that we just posted.
Okay.
I can see
that. On our website, and Froggy loves this.
Oh, God.
Froggy says to me, hold on, Froggy, go back on your mic.
Oh, God.
Froggy says to me an hour ago, go ahead, Froggy, what'd you tell me?
I said there's something going on with the back of Fester's head. And you go, what? And I go, I don't know.
God.
It looks like there's something back there.
What happened?
Fessy, you left two clumps of hair back there. Listen, I'm sorry if this offends anybody, but it's like you got two Hitler mustaches on the back of your head.
Oh, my God, it is.
I feel them. Tufts of hair. Oh, they're there.
Do you feel them?
I just scrolled the screen up so Fester could see the back of his head.
Actually, you know what? That looks like a good place to play tic-tac-toe.
Oh, my God. So, Fester, did you notice that when you were pouring yourself coffee in the kitchen about an hour ago that I was right behind you?
I saw you in there, but I didn't know what you were there
well,
for.
Well, I was behind you trying to surreptitiously snap a photo of the back of your head.
I thought you were getting a bottle of water or something.
You missed clumps of hair.
Dude.
I want to see you go to work. I want to see you go after the morning show. I want to see you go to RV, your RV, general RV where you work. I want to see you try to sell RVs.
Well, sir,
can I draw a face on the back of your head?
Upside down. It looks like a face.
Whose face are you going to draw after he said that mustache name?
Hitler's.
No.
Fester left clumps on the back of his head.
It's disgusting. It looks like little islands of hair.
Well, one big clump is on that fat roll that's going right across the back of the middle of your head.
Is it hard to shave? I mean, look at that fat roll. Like, look at that.
Okay, well, I have to look all the way down and then stretch the roll out and kind of shave in the middle of it.
Do you ever use the mirror trick? You know when you're at the barber and they take the mirror and they hold it behind your head so you can see what the back of your head looks like in the mirror in front of you?
No, because I have to shave in the shower so the hair falls in the shower.
Folks, you got to take a look at this image of Fester's clumps of hair that he missed.
I missed this one by my neck, too.
Fester had no idea that I took this picture. You didn't know that I was, like, right behind you? You couldn't
sense? I thought you were getting a bottle of water. It's a small kitchen. I thought you were in there for something.
Your neck has three levels.
It's a triplex.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Can you explain everything, please?
So I've been seeing this everywhere. I've been seeing it on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Everyone's been trying this new food sensation.
All right, and when did this occur? When did this first pop up? When were you first made aware of this?
Probably about a week ago. I first saw this, and then I saw hip-hop artist Lizzo do this, and other celebrities have tried this.
Oh, Lizzo.
Okay, I'm
a big Lizzo fan.
Yeah, right. So.
And that's not to be confused with Lizzo, right?
No.
Okay. All right, so this is audio from one of the social media videos?
This is the guy who basically pioneered this idea.
Oh, this is the pioneer of the video craze.
Yes.
The founding father of this food trend.
Should you tell us what it is first, or should I play the audio first?
Play the audio.
All right, here we go.
Watermelon and yellow mustard. Trust me on this.
What?
we're going to trust you. Okay.
You're telling me we have watermelon in the studio?
Yes, we do.
Under the covers, we've got water and yellow mustard?
Just play the rest of the video.
Oh, my God. This sounds disgusting.
Watermelon and yellow mustard. Trust me on this. It is so good. Grab yourself a juicy watermelon. Cut that baby up. Juicy. Get yourself some French's yellow mustard. It has to be French's. Pour that sucker on and cheers. It's so tangy, it's so vinegary, and it matches so well with the watermelon's sweet juiciness. Trust me, this is so good.
This sounds like the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my life.
So, in your studio, you will find a tray of watermelons. Fester, my lovely assistant's helping me out.
Fester just lifted up the covers on the trays, and there are slices of watermelon.
Juicy.
Right. And then what else?
So then next to that is a bag of French's. It has to be French's.
Can't be grateful pun.
I see a plastic bag.
Yep, and inside the bag is two French's mustards. Are these open, Coop?
Yes, they are open. Right.
So, MJ, here's your mustard. I'll give you one. And
I'm not doing this.
What? Come on, we all have to try
it.
There is no way that I'm eating watermelon with... What, we just drizzle the French's mustard on the...
Any way you want it.
Any way you want it. That's the way. Yeah, right.
I don't want that.
Fester, go ahead. In front of the camera.
Okay.
All right, in front of the camera.
Yep.
Go ahead and drizzle, do a nice little drizzle on the watermelon.
There we go.
It smells like mustard.
There we
go.
You can also do an emoji with mustard.
Yeah, Roxanne made a nice happy face on her watermelon mustard.
Oh, Roxanne, does that signify?
I drew a wiener on mine.
Why are you handing me this?
Are you not going to try this?
I am. All right, you can hand me the plate, but I am not eating this. There is no way. This looks like the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I got my slice of watermelon right here. I put a little mustard on it.
That looks fancy. MJ's watermelon looks fancy.
Oh my God.
What if you got this at a fancy restaurant and you're like, oh, this is a delicacy?
Has anybody tried it yet?
Like 11 Madison or something in New York? Or?
I'm
going to try it right now. Here we go.
I'm telling you right now, I am not doing this.
Oh, come on.
I'm repulsed.
Right. I'm doing it right now.
I'm gagging.
I got watermelon.
Yeah, just imagine. You're at Per Se. I'm going to bring you champagne after you take a bite of your delicious watermelon and mustard.
Ooh, watermelon mustard. Sounds so fancy.
Ew, you put more mustard on there?
I don't know how much to put on or not put on. All right, here it goes.
Stop. Froggy, do you have one?
I do, but I can't do it.
I'm in the same boat.
All right.
I have a thing about mustard on.
All right, here we go.
Cheers, baby.
Hold on. Don't eat yet. Whoa, stop.
Okay.
I'm going to have you guys do it individually so we can get you on camera.
Okay.
So I want to get the reaction. All right. Take Fester's camera.
Okay.
Fester, you eat the watermelon with mustard first and go.
Go.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Guys, it's not terrible.
No, come on.
Guys, it's not terrible.
No.
I kid you not.
God.
I'm sick just watching you.
Me too. All right.
I don't know that I'd ever do it again, but it's not terrible. I don't know if I'd break this out at the family barbecue, but it's not awful.
They have slices of watermelon drizzled with mustard. All right. Roxanne's camera. Roxanne, you're on right now. Roxanne, eat. That's a nice slurp, by the way.
What do you think, Rox?
Oh.
It's sweet and mustardy.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not bad.
All right.
I like it.
You gotta try it.
You know what? Is Froggy ready?
Yeah.
All right, Froggy, go ahead.
All right, let me get a dip.
Here goes Froggy, and...
He just projectiled.
You're going to clean that up, dude. That's not even funny.
Awful.
It's not awful.
Froggy just blew it out of his mouth against the wall.
Ugh. I don't like it.
I can't do this.
I don't like it. Listen to you.
I can. There is no way, folks, There is no way that I'm doing this. I'm sorry. You guys can be the guinea pigs. All right, Coop, did you have yours yet?
Not yet.
All right, go ahead.
Good slurp.
Look at your face. You're all right, let me tell you what's
it's
going
on. It's so good.
Oh, no, it's not. No,
it's not. It's not terrible, right, guys.
The guy said it was supposed to be juicy and good.
This is a viral video craze. You know what this guy's saying? This guy's saying, do you know how many morons across the country I have eating watermelon with mustard right now?
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Monday Night Football last night. Oh, man. Brady intercepted to end the game. So we went to pick up Chloe at the airport, and it was already getting pretty dark, right? And Michelle's like, oh, my God, I saw a UFO. I'm like,
yeah, they're up there.
That's the blimp for Monday Night Football. Oh. She's like, man, there was this low, slow, hovering thing. I don't know what it was. I'm like, that's the blimp. Is it the Goodyear blimp or is it the Budweiser blimp? What blimp do they use for like Monday Night Football?
I had no idea they even used the blimp.
Oh, I think it's the blip and shrimp blimp.
Dude, they have a blimp for the aerial shots.
Yeah, it's Goodyear, right? Yeah,
well, I don't know if it is.
I don't know if it's the Goodyear branded blimp.
I mean, of course, the most famous blimp is the Goodyear blimp, but you also have the Budweiser blimp.
I'm not sure the Goodyear blimp is the most famous blimp. I would say the Zeppelin that went down owed the humanity.
You mean, what was the name of that?
Damn it, what was the name of that?
Come on, don't tell them. What? So, what?
Led Zeppelin. No, that's a band.
Led Zeppelin.
That's a band.
What are you talking about?
The humanity. What is that
come
thing?
Come on, Froggy. You that's brought true. It on, up.
Help me out, man.
What is the name of the famous Zeppelin? What?
What was it?
Something Berg.
The what? Yeah, it was
Hindenburg.
The what?
Hindenburg. Yes.
Calm down.
Did you see it hit me? Did you see when it hit me?
Dude, calm down.
Yes.
You are awfully excited about knowing some mundane trivia.
Calm down.
I've had three coffees today.
Was the St. Petersburg that went down.
Hindenburg. God, that took me forever. Yeah,
it was the.
Thanks for putting me on the spot, dude.
You brought it up.
We're supposed to be a team.
You brought it up. You brought it up,
and you couldn't even go in there.
You couldn't even remember the name. Name of the famous Zeppelin. Now tell me, for $1,000, Froggy, tell me, where was the Hindenburg mooring?
Oh, my God. Medford.
For what?
Medford, Oregon.
No.
No.
What?
Where it crashed?
Where did it crash? It didn't crash in Medford, Oregon.
No, Arizona.
a little further east.
Was it Arizona?
St. Louis.
No. It wasn't St. Louis either. Come on. Where?
Richmond.
No. Where did the Hindenburg...
Tyler, Texas. Goodwater, Alabama. I don't know.
Is that even a town, Goodwater?
That's where our factory is.
where are you coming up with these names?
Yes, Goodwater, Alabama.
You have no idea where the Hindenburg actually
no, I
was
really...
Across the Atlantic, and it was mooring in... Lyndhurst, New Jersey?
You don't even know.
It was in New Jersey.
Dude, I think it was...
Nobody in here knows.
Professor, look, go to Wikipedia. Quickly, go to Google. Type in Hindenburg.
Talk about a derailment. Dude, sorry about that, but you don't even know, sir.
I just said I think it was... I know it was New Jersey.
I hope it's Goodwater, Alabama.
I think it was Lyndhurst, New Jersey is where it happened.
Hindenburg, Manchester Township, New Jersey.
No, Manchester, England.
I knew it.
I think
Lakehurst.
Lakehurst.
Oh, look at that.
The site. It was Lakehurst, Manchester Township. So it was. I said Lyndhurst. Oh, I was close.
Oh, so you got it wrong.
Lakehurst, New Jersey.
We all make mistakes.
Shut up, Froggy. I'm going to brain you over there
this
in 2 seconds.
This show's turning into the Hindenburg. We're going way off base now.
The humanity.
We're talking about Tom Brady and Monday Night Football and the blip, and now we're talking about something that happened in 1937.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the MJ Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Folks, what did you buy during this pandemic that you now regret? For whatever reason, people started buying stuff that they don't need, or people have purchased ridiculous items. Let's grab some calls. Who do we have here first? Kathy. Kathy in Jacksonville. Hey, Kathy, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello, Kathy.
Thanks
good morning.
For having me. Good morning. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it. All right. So what did you purchase?
So I bought a full-blown hazmat suit with gas mask, and I spent like $200 on it.
Okay. Is it a real one or was it a Halloween costume?
It's real.
No, it's like a real hazmat full-blown zip-up.
What color is it?
The best call of the week.
Yellow?
It's bright yellow, yes.
Yes. Like Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
You bought a full-blown, like, something like out of that Dustin Hoffman movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
A $400 full-blown hazmat suit.
That is awesome.
What did you think you were going to wear this to, like, Publix or something?
Well, I actually work in a hospital, so I do anesthesia, and I thought that they would be turning the operating rooms into, like, ICUs.
Right.
And so I thought that I would, like, need it to go to work. Clearly, I didn't.
Well, if you did, wouldn't they supply that to you at the hospital, you'd think, right?
Yeah. I mean, you would think, but at that time, nobody knew. So, now I have this hazmat suit.
Send it to us. We could do hazmat, man.
Just walk around.
Hazmat suit. Your bosses must love you. You are so prepared,
Kathy. Maybe we'll buy it at a discount. Hey, Kathy, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your number, okay?
I mean, she's got a hazmat suit. Okay. We can use that.
That might be a good prop for us to have in the prop department. All right. Hold on, Kathy. All right. Hey, Coop, do me a favor.
Oh, that's funny.
Coop, grab line one's phone number, Kathy, okay? We might buy her hazmat suit.
Oh, great.
But I'm going to buy it for pennies on the dollar.
Please.
Kelly's in Port Richey. Kelly, you're on the MJ Morning Show. What ridiculous thing did you buy during the pandemic that you now regret?
I bought every bit about $1,500, $2,000 worth of smart light bulbs.
What?
That's a lot.
What about a pandemic would cause you to buy $2,000 worth of smart light bulbs?
I was bored and I wanted to do stuff around the house. I changed all my light bulbs out to smart light bulbs.
So it wasn't a very smart move now, was it?
Yeah, I wish I got the money back, but I like the light bulbs.
Yeah, but how many lights do you have?
For real?
Sounds like you could outfit a shopping mall with $2,000 worth of smart light bulbs.
I did both the inside and the outside of the house with the smart bulbs.
Wow.
So you used them for a home improvement.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Kelly. Travis is in Brandon. Travis, you're on the MJ Morning Show. What did you buy during this pandemic that you now regret?
Hey, I bought a sex doll.
Whoa, really?
Travis?
Wow.
No, there's real women out there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Travis. I mean, I'm laughing, and of course, you know, pervert is coming to mind. I'm sorry, but that's actually kind of practical because everybody did go into lockdown. If you're single,
yeah, that's a good point, Roxanne. That's a good point. Now, was this one of those like lifelike, really expensive ones that cost like $7,000?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's mid-range. I think it was like $1,500.
Oh my God!
But now so why do you have buyer's remorse?
Why do I what? Oh, why do I? Well, at the time, I've got a fiance and she worked a whole lot. Now she's not working so much.
So wait, did your fiance know that you bought a sex doll?
Yeah. She saw it. She's like, what the hell is this? And so I had, you know, she just shook her head. I mean, she was cool with it, but I mean, you know.
We can't top that.
What kind of marriage is this?
Travis, I was thinking you were single, so you wouldn't need a sex doll if you have someone you're quarantining with.
Travis, you heard you heard earlier we offered to buy the lady's hazmat suit.
Yeah.
We're not going to buy this from you.
No, we're not. Oh, well, listen, we can put the sex doll in the hazmat suit. What do you think?
There you go. That's it.
All right, Travis, are you still with your fiance?
Oh, yeah, we're still together.
Travis, how's your sex life?
It's good.
Have you brought the doll in for a threesome?
No. I didn't bring the doll in yet, but at least I got a standby.
What's the doll's name?
Got a standby.
What's the doll's name?
Did you give it?
Yeah. Ginger.
Oh, hold on. The doll's name is Danger?
Ginger.
Oh, Ginger.
Oh, Ginger. Oh, I thought you said Danger.
You named it.
Oh, my
creepy.
God, Travis.
I guess you have a redheaded doll.
All right, this is not the best call of the week. All right, Travis, thank you.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
The number one wedding dress on Amazon is $43. $43. And it's got over 5,000 reviews. It's the Lalagen. Is that how you pronounce it? L-A-L-A-G-E-N? Yeah. Lalagen?
Not if you have a bad cough.
Lalagen? Lalagen?
Lalagen?
Like halogen light bulbs, but Lalagen?
Yeah, maybe.
Lalagen women's floral lace long sleeve off-shoulder wedding mermaid dress. $43. From $42.99 to $44.99.
And you know what's crazy about that dress? It just, the shape of it looks like it would look good on anyone's body style. Flattering.
Dude, I bought a couple packs of batteries yesterday that cost more than that.
I know.
What the hell? How is that possible?
So this dressmaker is in China, obviously.
Oh, you don't say.
And the estimate is that it costs them between $16 and $17 to make the dress. So there's a decent profit margin in the dress.
Who's making it?
Wow. But it is... It's got 4.4 out of 5 stars.
5,033 reviews.
Right.
And people are raving about this. You can't beat the dress. Look at these wedding pictures of people posting their actual photos.
Wearing the dress.
Everyone looks great.
The review, it's got mostly 5-star reviews for a $43 wedding dress.
Yeah, this dress could not have been more perfect for my wedding day.
All right, let's go to phones on this. So what's the most that you spent on a wedding dress? 800-990-1047, 800-990-1047, or somebody that you know. Let's grab Terry's in Tampa. Hello, Tampa Terry. You're on the MJ Morning Show, Q105. How much did you spend on a wedding dress?
I spent, well, at the time, it was my husband, spent $600 on mine.
Well, that's not terrible, because Roxanne, you said the average now is $1,700 for a wedding dress?
Correct, yep.
And Terry, what year was your wedding?
It was back in 2000.
All right, so 21 years ago with inflation, that dress might be $1,000 now, so $600. Terry, if somebody said, hey, try on this $43 wedding dress from Amazon, would you do it?
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, it looks decent in the pictures. I don't know the quality of the fabric. Terry, thanks for the call. Sally is in Clearwater. Sally, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. How much did you spend on your wedding dress?
Oh, I spent $2,200, but that was in Irvington, New Jersey when I spent that much money.
All right,
that was in 2008.
All right, 2008, so that is 13 years ago. 2002. Right. What if, would you even consider a $43 wedding dress from Amazon?
Oh, sure, because, you know, my husband left me after, you know, 4 years. Yeah, of course I would.
Why do you
go? I don't think I would do that again.
Why did he leave you?
I have an affair with another person.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, thanks for listening. Sorry to drum up the bad memories. All right, quickly, Marianne in St. Pete. Marianne, how much did you spend on a wedding dress?
I spent $10 from the Salvation Army.
Holy, girl. It's $33 cheaper than the Amazon wedding dress. Oh, my God.
Yes, and the comment about the Amazon wedding dress, that is actually, I don't know if you know about the app called Wish.
I've heard of Wish.
Oh, yeah. I bought stuff off of Wish.
That same dress is on Wish for like $10 plus shipping.
What?
And the reason why it has so many reviews is because they send out emails for people to be testers.
Yeah.
And they send the dress to you for free.
Smart.
You, you put up a 5-star review and they reimburse you for the money that you paid for the dress.
Thanks for the call. Coop says I got to take 6. Hi there. Livia Odessa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. How much did you spend on a wedding dress?
$10,000.
$10,000! If you would have bought the Amazon dress, you would have saved over $9,900.
I know, but that was back in 1982.
What? Whoa. Oh, my God, it'd be $6 million
now. You must be an heiress.
Are you still married? Are you still married to the guy?
No, it only lasted 3 years.
Oh, my God. That's, thanks for the call. $10,000 in 1982, did you say? Oh, my God.
That's about $35,000. I'm looking at the calculator.
Holy.
That's about $35,000 these days.
Crap.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
All right, I've got Nandi in here. Am I saying Nandi? Nandi, how do you like to say it?
No, así mismo. Nandi Davila.
Nandi. Nandi is the morning host on our sister station.
The number one radio station here in Tampa.
Yeah, that's right. On Maxima.
That's right.
The Spanish station. And did you guys, on Maxima, did you guys talk about the whole controversy with Alec Baldwin and Ilaria Baldwin faking that she was from Spain and Spanish speaking? Did you guys talk about that at all?
We just mentioned it, but we don't get in too deep on it.
All right, because I saw the latest news is that Alec Baldwin is now staying in a separate house from Hilaria, or I'm sorry, her real name is Hillary. And she invented this whole persona that she was born in Mallorca in España.
Oh, yeah. Yo, tú sabes español.
Now, Nandi, where are you from originally?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
So you're from Puerto Rico.
Nandi is authentic.
I've been to San Juan. My grandparents had a condo in San Juan.
I'm from the capital of Puerto Rico.
Yep.
Ponce.
Ponce. So I used to go to...
that's the second major city of Puerto Rico.
What is the capital?
San Juan is the
capital. Yes. I used to go out to El Conquistador. You know, when I was a little kid, back when it was just starting, back in the early 70s.
Yeah, but that means that you got money then. Your family got money. Listen to me. Your family got money because myself, when I was a little kid, we just go around El Conquistador.
Mucho dinero, amigo.
I see that. You got a lot of money then.
Sí, señor. No, this was back when they just had like a couple of holes dug and there were a couple of lakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like in the early 70s, in the way, way beginning. But I wanted to have you in here to help us with some Spanish. Because Alec Baldwin is staying in a separate house from Hillary, the fraud artist. Apparently, because of COVID-19, Hillary is with the kids in their mansion out in the Hamptons. And Alec Baldwin is renting a house in Amagansett because he's doing some filming, apparently, in the city and being exposed to the other actors. And the crew doesn't want to go back to the house. Uh-huh. And I was hoping, could you, if I say some things in English, can you translate for me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hillary, you lying son of a bitch.
Hillary, tú estás mintiendo, hija. I'm not going to say the rest.
Sounds like you guys have better standards down the hall.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I'm not going to come to the house and potentially give you COVID.
Yo potencialmente no voy a ir a tu casa para que contaminarte con el COVID.
But I should because you're a lying sack of crap.
pero debo hacerlo porque eres una enferma.
Nandi, thank you, Nandi.
You're welcome, man. This guy got money since he was a little kid.
Exactly, I know.
Hey, Nandi, we know.
Hey, Nandi, we used to shop at Pueblo. At the supermarket.
Oh, you shopped at Pueblo.
Yeah. Pueblo. Is Pueblo still high class?
Yes, Pueblo is it's like a Publix over like, here.
In San Juan.
Yeah, only people with money shop there, right?
Thank you, Nandi. Appreciate it.
Great guy.
He gave you a Spanish report and busted your financials.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
So, Truth Booth.
Welcome.
Froggy will ask me questions, and this is live. This is not pre-recorded, so I'm really Johnny on the spot here.
The first edition of the Truth Booth. Live, of course, we've done Fester, we've done Roxanne. Yep. We asked them five questions. They must tell the truth.
Okay, let's go.
Question number about this one.
Yes.
I asked my co-writer Fester to help me come up with five questions. He could not do it. He was too afraid to even come up with questions.
You mean he was petrified?
I didn't want a part of this bit. I'm going to let Froggy hang himself.
All right. Am I going to answer all these questions, or am I going to refuse to answer?
You have to.
I mean, you're in the truth booth.
The truth booth.
The door's locked.
You can't lie.
He can't come out until you tell him.
Question number one. Go ahead.
What is the favorite radio station you've ever worked at in your career? Easy first one. Simple.
The most favorite radio station I ever worked at my entire career?
Most favorite, most fun, best memories.
I would have to say, you know, doing the MJ and BJ show and MJ show on FLZ, and we're back here now, and I plan to build this up, and then hopefully this will become the most fun I've ever had. We're just in the infancy of doing this show on Q105. We're only 8 months into this thing, which is nothing in radio. So I would say the previous run of the MJ Morning Show is the most fun we ever had. That's an honest answer.
Yes. What a PC answer.
That's a very good answer. Very good. I mean, congratulations.
Well, the PC answer would be, Q105. That's the best fun I've ever had. Listen, I plan to make this into the most fun we've ever had.
See, that's the truth right there. Yeah, that's the example.
Yeah, so do I get credit for that?
Yes. Very good. Very good. You are actually correct.
I get a ding. Okay, very good.
That was the correct answer.
All right.
Number two.
Yes.
Do you and Michelle do it with the lights on or off?
Oh, my God.
That is have sex.
I feel like a Froggy's hiding after you.
Yeah, he's like,
I can't look at you in the eyes after that one.
He asks the question, and then he's ducked.
He looks like a dog that just peed where he's not supposed
to. Like, he asks the question that he's ducking out of the way.
Yes, that's a big.
We generally leave like a bias light on. Yes, there's generally not the full light, like a bias light or an ambient light. Generally, there's some little light. But
hey, it's a great question because Michelle's always leaving the lights on.
The full good idea.
This is getting almost.
Not when it's sex time. You shut that light off.
There's generally a little light on. Yes. All right.
Okay. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Are you sexually attracted to any of your friends' wives?
What?
Am I sexually attracted to any of my
friends' wives? I know you have a lot of friends. They must have attractive wives. Roxanne, are you okay? What is the face Roxanne's making? She's devastated by this question.
No, I am not sexually attracted.
What?
Nope, I'm not.
Wait a minute. That's a lie.
You can't say it's a lie.
You don't know that.
It is my answer. You can't call it a lie.
And plus, one of his friends have very ugly wives. I mean, I understand. I mean, he's not wrong.
All right. I guess we have to take your word for it.
Yeah. It's the truth booth.
Okay. How many more questions?
Two more.
All right. Give me the second to last. Go ahead.
Who are your parents more proud of, you or your brother Drew?
Oh, my brother, absolutely. Yes, my brother.
The doctor.
My brother's a surgeon. My brother's a doctor. I'm the loser radio guy.
Yeah, he makes crotchety calls.
I can relate to that.
My mom once said that to my wife. Seriously.
Really?
You know, Drew's a doctor and Todd's just a radio DJ.
But who makes more money, Mom? That's the question. All right.
I answered correct. And the last one.
This one might be controversial.
Okay. All right. The last one.
The Beasley managers came to you and said, MJ, I want you to pick one member of the show to do a show with. The rest are fired. Who do you choose on this show to go along with you down the path of success? And the rest are fired. Do you pick Roxanne to be your partner?
Wow.
Do you pick Fester or do you pick me? Obviously the most talented one of the bunch.
Okay, if I were to...
Or Coop!
Or could we also say who's the one I would save if the ship was sinking?
It's sort of like the same question.
Yeah, it's sort of the same. Kind of like a rehash of Roxanne's question.
This is more important. This is your radio partner.
Yep.
Very controversial.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now, don't Don't piss me off with this answer.
I'm not. I would have to, seriously now, and this is not kissing butt, I would have to say Froggy. I would keep Froggy because Froggy, you know, can do the crank calls.
Yes! 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 That's the truth! Yes. That's the truth! Yes! Yes!
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
The headline is Meet the Man in a Bear Suit Walking from Los Angeles to San Francisco. The minute I saw this, I said, Fester.
You know what? That's a great idea.
Fester. But wait a minute. I got a Florida twist to this. What costume would I put Fester in?
That's my guess.
Right, hold on a sec.
I wrote my answer down.
That's my guess.
All right, Froggy, what is your guess?
My guess is a skunk ape. That would have been so great.
Nope, it's not the skunk ape. Even better. Coop, do you have any idea what outfit that I would put Fester in?
I'm going to say a flamingo outfit.
No. Roxanne.
Getting close. A PDQ chicken outfit.
Nope, not the PDQ chicken outfit. Oh, guys, this is so freaking easy.
What's on the flag? Look at the flag, an Indian woman?
This is writing itself. Fester is a manatee.
Oh. What's he going to do, roll down the street?
And raise money for manatees.
That Fester doesn't need a costume.
Just walk down. He always would walk in his street clothes.
We'll put some prop scars on your back.
We'll put some moss on your back.
I told you the time I went to the home assassin springs.
We'll glue some algae to your back.
Some moss. We'll carve MJ Morning Show into it like that one lady did.
This is part of the reason why. Look, tell the story.
We went to home assassin springs. We got one of those pontoon boats. We drove as safely as close to the manatees as we can. We're snorkeling. Yep. And there's a bunch of, I mean, a couple,
a lot of times you have the manatees are, you have other people that will congregate in an area. And yeah.
You hold your hand out and the manatees can, you know, brush by you. You're really not supposed to touch them or interact with them too much.
Not supposed to harass them, molest them.
And like a 6-year-old girl started petting my back.
She's like,
I'm so sorry. Her mother's like, oh my God.
No, you don't feed the manatees. Don't feed them. Don't give them lettuce.
You can't feed them.
Don't feed the manatees.
Did she squirt fresh water from a hose into your mouth?
It was actually very refreshing. But we're all sitting there snorkeling. We're all really close to the manatees, and I feel this little hand on my back.
That's hilarious.
Like an 8-year-old girl. I'm sorry, fat sir.
It'd be kind of silly. It's too short to have you walk from, like, Tampa to Daytona.
It's kind of silly?
Yeah.
Too short to walk to Daytona?
That's too short.
He's going to be a manatee.
No. I walk from Tallahassee to Miami?
No, well, close. I'm going to have you start in Tampa.
Okay.
To Fort Myers, to Naples, walk across Alligator Alley to Miami.
Oh, my God.
Or Fort Lauderdale, actually.
Sure.
Then you head up north, Boca, West Palm, up into Fort Pierce. Then you're going to go into Daytona, to Jacksonville. Then you're going to walk across the Panhandle to Tallahassee, then Panama City, then Pensacola. And then you loop back around the Big Bend, Apalachicola. Then you come right back to Tampa. The way I figure this...
How about the Keys? What about the Key West? He's a manatee. He needs to go to the Keys.
All right, let's add the Keys.
That's
all right,
point.
So then you do the whole 7-mile bridge thing. You walk down to the Keys and then back. Good idea.
You're going to need some serious running shoes for your flippers.
I did not figure in the Keys, so I'm going to have to recalculate. But the way that I see this, based on the average walking speed of a person, which is like, you know, 3 miles an hour.
3 miles an hour, yeah.
But Fester's going to be like 1.1 miles an hour.
It's going to be the manatee costume.
This is 2021. You'll be done in 2024. All right? That's the calculation.
Yeah. That's a lot of walking.
Yeah. So.
I would walk 500 miles an hour.
Oh, it's a lot more than that.
Be a man, walks a thousand miles, and follow that you do.
Looking faster, looking faster, looking faster. Looking faster, looking faster.
You guys are really into that.
Oh, that's, you know, what I really am. I'm really coming around to the idea.
All right, so you'll do this?
I just need like a new pair of New Balances to hit the road, and I'm on my way.
Done deal. I know Ken at the New Balance store at West Shore. You're in.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
I have absolutely become a little less intense, even when a car, let's say, cuts me off, and I'm not going to road rage, but I'm not going to flip them off, but I might honk the horn.
You get worked up relatively easily on the roads.
Or give them a look. I've backed down on that. I'm, you know what? This might be a good thing to ask our listeners.
Dude, you just yelled at a guy in a store like a week ago.
What?
You just yelled at a guy for his mask at the store like a week ago.
People
you're
that
still get a confrontation.
No. People that are not wearing masks in stores and they're being discourteous or they're being idiots, and you have everybody in the store complying, and then you have some people walking through without a mask. Like, I don't need a mask. You know, let's grab some calls on this. Seriously, let's grab some calls on this. Are you acting in a more courteous fashion? Are you being nicer during COVID? Or are you getting all jacked up and angrier during COVID? Let's grab a couple of calls on this. 800-990-1047. Hey, Coop, can you screen quickly here? 800-990-1047. Are you being friendlier or are you being angrier? I'm telling you, I am absolutely friendlier during COVID. 800-990-1047. Let us know how you're acting.
Nice. My prediction. Yeah. Is either one extreme or the other, because there are people like you who are saying, okay, take a deep breath. Little things don't matter. And then there are people I've seen getting irate, shorter fuse during
this
year.
That's a terrible prediction.
That's
my prediction is everything. Okay, so
that's the question. That's
so it's accurate.
Why I'm asking this. Are you friendlier or do you have a shorter fuse? All right, 800-990-1047 during this whole COVID situation.
Yeah, I go to the supermarket. I take my time a little bit. I try to smile a little, or I try to smile overtly so they can tell I'm smiling through my mask.
Right. Coop is screening calls right. Oh, we got calls right. Oh, let me grab Karen. Look at this already.
Oh my God, a Karen? That's awesome.
Leave Karen alone. Karen, how tough is it being named Karen these days?
Oh my God, it's so freaking hard. I hate it.
Hey, Karen, I hate to do this, and I want you to drive safely, but your hands-free is really bad. Is there any way to make yourself clearer?
Yes.
Come on, get off your Karen phone, yeah. Karen.
All right, that's better.
There you go.
Much better. So, Karen, it's tough being a Karen right now?
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Oh God, Karen, I hate it. I'm so sorry. All right, Karen, awesome. Are you nicer or shorter fuse during COVID?
I'm actually nicer, but you have to be careful with people without masks, because some of them, if you're a concealed weapons carrier, you are not allowed to wear your mask.
Yeah.
What?
Some non-mask wearers, she said, are concealed weapons carriers, and trust me, there are plenty of folks.
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear your mask, so... You know, you got to be courteous and watch out.
Yeah, but hold on. Listen, I'll tell you right now, and I know from experience, there are plenty of concealed weapons holders that wear a mask as well and get angry at those that don't wear a mask. Karen, thanks for the call. I'm glad you're being more courteous, and I'm sorry about the name thing these days, Karen. Let's grab Carrie in Tampa. Carrie, friendlier or nastier during COVID?
I'm a little bit of both.
Why is that?
Well, more or less like the same thing, you know. You're supposed to wear your mask going in the stores, and a lot of people aren't wearing them, and, you know, you should be courteous of other people.
Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate the call. Let's grab Tracy in Plant City. Tracy, nicer or meaner during COVID?
Meaner.
I like Tracy's style.
Not pulling any punches, right? Why you meaner, Tracy?
Because I can't deal with people's stupidity-ness. I mean, you know that this is a big pandemic going on.
I love it. We got a pandemic and it's stupidity-ness. I love the word.
Tracy, I've never heard that word before.
Stupidity-ness. I love it. That's the best word of the day. Stupidity-ness. I love it. All right, so Tracy, do you have a story about something that really irked you?
Not really, because I usually stay at home. I work from home and everything, so I just try to stay to myself during this hard time. And you know, when I do go out, I try to be courteous to other people and make sure I do my due diligence.
Tracy, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have you betcha. All right, let me grab one more. Ray is in Dunedin, and Ray, you're nicer on the road?
Yeah, I definitely am nicer on the road. I drive my son to school every morning, and then I pick him up in the afternoon, yep. And I just find myself going a little bit slower and just being more tolerant of people that cut you off and stuff like that on good old U.S. 19.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Ray, thanks for the call. I'm telling you, I'm nicer on the road during this COVID thing. I'm telling you.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I get an email, and it says, this is from Alexis. Hi there, MJ. I'm a St. Louis actress, improviser, and sketch comedian. My mother enjoys your show, and I'm a regular listener, too. She told me about a segment you had in which you talked about wanting someone to voice Karen doll settings. Well, keep in mind, I've also done some voice acting. If you need me to provide you with some samples of Karenisms, then I'd be happy to be Karen for the sake of comedy and raising awareness of what true pieces of work they are. All right. So guess what? I've got Alexis on the line from St. Louis. Alexis, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hi there. Hi.
All right, Alexis, I sent you a script, and we want to do an audition. And
yes.
If you push the button on the Karen doll, you'll hear these phrases. All right, so let's start with number one. We're going to have you audition, and then Froggy's going to listen and see if you're really the Karen sound. Didn't you guys have Roxanne try some?
Roxanne auditioned.
Roxanne is inappropriate for this role in many ways.
All right, Roxanne's just too happy.
She's
you know?
Too nice.
Yeah, she can't do the Karen voice.
She's too nice.
All right, so
I can do the Karen voice for you, you know.
All right, I can't wait to hear this.
You sound miserable.
We push the button, and number one, please.
May I speak to your manager?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Right. If they're really good, maybe we could put them up on the website with the doll.
All right, do number one.
I've modified a couple of these lines.
I'll tell you what. Do number one again, and then just start ripping through the whole list. All right, do number one one more time. Go.
May I speak to your manager? That's unacceptable. Yeah, my name is misspelled on the cup. I would like a full apology and a refund, and I'm not leaving until I get both. You've ruined my family's entire vacation. I can't get oxygen through a mask. I have a medical condition. Look at my exception card. You've just lost our business.
Wait, do that one again.
Do that one again.
You lost our business.
You've just lost our business.
That's great.
All right, stop here. Hold on.
Wow, she killed it.
I know I just met you, but I don't want to say that I love you, but I love you. That was great.
All right, Alexis, keep going with the Karen voice. Go ahead.
Do you know how much money I spend here every month? Do you live in this area? I've been discriminated against. I've never had to pay for these before. This is tyranny.
Or tyranny.
I'd like to speak to the
hold on. This is tyranny.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, nobody says tyranny.
Go ahead.
It's okay. It's very early. You know, I'll have to say I've never tried to be funny this early in the morning.
No, you're doing a great job. All right, one more time on tyranny. Go ahead.
This is tyranny. Well, of course, though, here's the thing. Karens would just say tyranny because, you know.
Yeah, she's right.
You know what? You are right.
They would say tyranny.
Oh, my God. Do me a favor. Jump to number 30.
Number 30.
Yep.
On the way down. Yes. I have a special medical condition that prevents me from wearing a mask.
All right. Do number 31.
That's a HIPAA violation, and you're looking at a massive lawsuit, Missy.
What?
Wow. From my lawyer.
That's great. I love you.
We got to get a final, I'm calling the police or something like that.
Oh, yes.
All right, go ahead. Give us that.
Here, let's see. Hello, police. Yes.
No, no, go ahead. There's like this. You know what? I'm calling the cops.
You know what? I'm calling the cops. Yeah, that's right. I have the cops on speed dial.
Okay, this is perfect.
Is there any way for you to get us a digital copy of all this?
Well, we just
recorded it. Like a clean copy, like right. into a.
No,
like
listen. If we go ahead with the project, we're gonna get her in the studio and we'll record them in a studio.
Okay, all right.
Oh, look, Alexis.
One ticket to New York.
Alexis, absolutely perfect. Alexis, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm about to turn 30 in April.
You are fantastic. Hey, Froggy, is she a great Karen voice or what?
You're brilliant.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
People are leaving nasty reviews for candles online, and even the Yankee Candle Company, which they're the biggest candle company, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but people make jokes about them, like on SNL.
The whole store is dedicated to them. Listen.
Oh, the Padres Yankee candles are pretty good, too.
I don't like heavy scents. I don't like Helly's. What do you say?
A bad joke. Well, you know, Yankee Candle. It's a baseball team. Padre Candle.
Look at you with the sports references, Froggy.
It's a baseball team.
It was an awful reference.
Terrible. All right. So I don't like overpowering scents. You guys have known me for a while. I don't like heavy colognes. I don't like heavy perfumes.
No. Yeah.
What is that? The Bath and Body Works? If I'm ever in a mall, which is very infrequent, I try to not hit a lot of malls. Even prior to COVID, I wasn't a real mall guy.
How about Perfumania? Are you a big fan of that store?
No.
You been in one of those? Oh, my God. I'll knock out your socks off.
Usually, the only time I go to a mall, well, first of all, I had to take Chloe recently for her MacBook Pro that she busted. She dropped a lamp on the touch bar.
Gosh.
About $300-$400 jobber on that thing. All right. So, where was I?
Mall.
Department store sense.
All right. So, I don't go to malls much. Typically, well, Chloe went to Apple, obviously. I had to take her there. Or I go to the New Balance store at West Shore Plaza to see Ken to get some New Balances.
Hot Topic. You like that store?
I don't.
Old Navy.
I don't go to the mall much, but whenever I would walk by like a Bath and Body Works, I'd like have like anaphylactic shock set in. No, I'm serious. I mean, it's just overload. It's just too much. The issue with the candles is as follows. Some researcher started tracking reviews online. And since like January and February and forward, reviews have been bad, or there's been an uptick in reviews like, this candle doesn't smell well, or this candle doesn't have enough scent. And the hypothesis here is that it kind of tracks with COVID, with loss of sense of smell and taste, that the bad candle reviews online about having a lack of a good scent, it's tracking with COVID because people are losing their senses. You can't leave a bad review from a candle if you've lost your sense of smell.
And look, they actually did a little graph here to show when it started to fall off. The bad reviews started coming on in November of 2019. And that's when they think it was in the United States now.
Well, the story that I have is that it's January, February, which I don't have November.
Still, it may have started a little bit earlier.
No. Here we go. Notice that there are relatively stable reviews from 2017 to January 2020. But then there was a sharp drop between January and November of 2020, not 2019. You're confusing it, not 2019.
No, I'm not confusing it. I just can't look at the graph correctly.
Oh, okay, all right. I know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just ass backwards from what I said it was.
No, so what it is the reviews for online candle smells were stable from January 2017 until January 2020. And then between last January and last month, November, that's when the reviews start getting ugly.
How about restaurant? Are people going to restaurants and like, ugh, the chicken Alfredo, ugh, no taste.
I can't taste anything in this.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Since the beginning of 2020, customer satisfaction with scented candles has been dropping at a much faster rate. Folks, you can't leave. It's like you go to a restaurant. Oh, my God, this food tastes like crap. It tastes like nothing. There's no flavor. The food at Fester's restaurant is just awful. It's like eating cardboard, and then you've got COVID. Well, of course you can't taste or you can't smell.
Excuse me, this calamari tastes like rubber band.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.